Sinners are often people who believe they deserve every little thing they desire. And hurting others along the way? Well, that's just roadkill. On a small scale, it's scary. But on the scale these people have done it, it's downright evil.
I look at you, I see money.
Make a vow of faith of $1,000.
And call right now. Make your vow of $10,000.
And you need to make a vow of faith of $1,000. Obama, couldn't you say $25?
The evangelist from New Orleans was believed to have given photos of Swagger and a prostitute to church leaders.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
Religion, church, preachers, can be your saving grace, sure.
Forget your church.
But what if preachers used your trusting ear for their downright dirty deeds, and they did it in plain sight, on your TV, in your parish, in your own home?
George says this incident on top of the Jimmy Baker sex scandal will not kill the televangelism industry.
Trickery, sales tactics, and a heavy lack of guilt made for a cast of greedy gluttons with a pay-to-pray ministry signing their followers up into a debt with God. These narcissists got high on money, sex, and power, all under the guise that God talks to them. They preach a phony gospel on the world stage. But what happened behind the scenes will make your skin crawl. In season one, we uncover seven deadly sins of power-hungry preachers. I'm Rachel O'Brien, the creator and host of Seven Deadly Sinners. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads, and buckle up.
This is a revelation from the Lord God of heaven.